Revelation Revealed, Part 4, Section 39, The Angel and the Little Scroll, Revelation Chapter 10, the whole chapter, verse 1 through 10. I will go through this briefly. For much more detail, please go to my website and you can read the written version of my commentary for the book of Revelation. Verse 1 states, "Then I saw another mighty angel coming down from heaven. He was robed in a cloud with a rainbow above his head. His face was like the sun, and his legs were like fiery pillars." Now again, there are all sorts of types of angels that we don't even know of. This type of angel is brighter than the sun. Again, John in the heavenlies, as a human, his senses really have a hard time handling what he sees and hears. Voices are loud. Angels are as bright as the sun. But that is only because of his humanity. In a glorified body, it would be a different situation. Verse 2, "He was holding a little scroll which lay open in his hand. He planted his right foot on the sea and his left foot on the land." I assume that to be the Mediterranean Sea. That's really where the center point of the Great Tribulation evolves around. "And he gave a loud shout like a roar of a lion. When he shouted, the voice of the seven thunders spoke." And we know very little about these seven thunders. I assume they are angels. Again, another type of angel. Verse 4, "And when the seven thunders spoke, I was about to write, but I heard a voice from heaven say, seal up what the seven thunders have said, and do not write it down." This is a mystery. We'd love to know what these seven thunderous angels said, but we don't, because they are sealed. The words are sealed, and there's no use of us speculating. Notice that John was about to write as he saw the vision. This is important. I won't get into it on my audio version here. I get into it in my written version. But there is a discrepancy amongst prophetic futurists even. When did John actually pen this account? Some say during the revelation, some say after. Verse 5, "Then the angel I had seen standing on the sea and on the land raised his right hand to heaven, and he swore by him who lives forever and ever, who created the heavens and all that is in them, the earth and all that is in it, and the sea and all that is in it, and said, there will be no more delay." Now, these are strong, powerful, emphatic words. There will be no more delay. We're coming to the end of the first half of the tribulation, the easier half, and the harder half, sometimes called the Great Tribulation, is about to begin. That's why it says, the angel says, there's no more delay. What has been delayed to date? The wrath of God. The wrath of God will no longer be delayed. Verse 7, "But in the days when the seventh angel is about to sound his trumpet, the mystery of God will be accomplished just as he announced through his servants, the prophets." The mystery of God that the Old Testament prophets announced is the great day of God, as seen in the last 3.5 years of the tribulation, and is especially seen on the final day when Jesus returns to earth. It was, in one sense of the word, predicted by the prophets of the Old Testament, but in another sense of the word, it was a mystery because it's not easily understood. Verse 8, "Then the voice that I heard from heaven spoke to me once more, go, take the scroll that lies open in the hand of the angel who is standing on the sea and the land. So I went to the angel and asked him to give me the little scroll. He said to me, take it and eat it. It will turn your stomach sour, but in your mouth it will be sweet as honey. I took the little scroll from the angel's hand and ate it, and tasted as sweet as honey in my mouth. But when I had eaten it, my stomach turned sour. Then I was told, you must prophesy again about many peoples and nations, languages, and kings. Why John was supposed to eat this scroll, I really don't know. Everybody guesses about this, but it has something to do, obviously, with the end of this age. And once digested, it was very unsettling to John. I speculate, but obviously this scroll has to do with the end of the age. And when John ate it, he would see the glory that would come with the return of Jesus. But on the other hand, after thinking about it, he would see the devastation to the nations of the world that would precede and immediately take place at the coming of the Lord Jesus Christ. And for that reason, John is commanded, told that he must prophesy to nations and kings. The book of Revelation specifically is for the Jews for their return to their God, but it's also to the nations. And the nations need to hear the prophetic word spoken in this book today. We need the prophets of God not only to proclaim the gospel to individuals, but to proclaim the coming kingdom of God as seen in the book of Revelation to the nations of the world, to the leaders, the kings, the prime ministers, and the presidents.